A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Chulin Kuf Lamed Dalet. Chulin 134a. Pagination is 267. We'll start midway on the page. Masnisin at the beginning of a line. Fundamentally, we're dealing with the cases of Matnas Kuhuna. That's the title of the perek. Hazrov Halochayayim. The special gifts from each animal of Chulin, non-sacred animals. The portions that are given to the Kohen. The particular application and question, which is going to give us a little bit of a twist here, is the case as the Mishnah begins with the words, Ger Sheniskayer, a person who's converting to Judaism, Vaisa Lopara, and he has an animal that's eligible for this obligation, that these portions of the animal are supposed to be given to the Kohen. But obviously, if he's not Jewish, he does not have the mitzvah, no obligation, and he's just not going to have to do it. If he is Jewish, so it's going to be binding. And so the Mishnah says, Nishchato ad shelo niskayer. If the animal was shecht before he converted, potter. He's going to be absolved of such gifts. Mishneskayer, chayiv. If the shechita was done after he converted, so then he'll be obligated. But here's the clincher. Sofeik potter. If we're not sure when the shechita took place, if it was before the conversion or after the conversion, potter. He's going to be absolved. He does not have to give these portions to the Kohen. Shehamotzi mechaveiro olav harayo. Because the person who's trying to extract money from his fellow has to bring the proof, and the Kohen cannot bring the proof. We said it's a suffix, we're not sure. And what the Mishnah is clearly doing is applying the laws of financial interactions to these portions of gift going to the Kohen. And we're not applying the rules of Teruma, for example, which is intrinsically sacred and therefore a violation to eat, and Safek Isura Luchumra, the Safek of a prohibition, is going to be strict. We're applying the rules of finances, and unless you can prove your rights to extract money from me, I don't have to give. And that's really what we've been describing in the previous parts of the perek, that these gifts to the Kohen are. They're a financial gift. Once the Kohen gets it, for example, he's been given his due, he can go ahead and sell it to somebody else, a non-Kohen, to have it eaten, which is clearly not the case by Truma. In fact, this plays itself out by Truma in a fascinating way, that Teruma product has a lesser value, even if it's the same exact volume and quality as comparable non-Teruma produce, because Teruma can only be eaten by Kohanim when they're Tahar. It therefore has a lesser price associated with it, because it has restriction. The main point over here that we're going to grasp onto is the rule of suffix, where when there's a case of doubt, we were lenient. And the Gemara presents a discussion in the laws of leket, which is the part of a harvest that falls off and is supposed to be left for the poor people. And the rule over there is Sofek leket, leket. If it's doubtful leket, then it has to be considered leket and left for the poor people. And we don't say, Hamotze mechavero olav haraya. If the poor want to get it, they should prove whatever the doubt was, let them prove it. On the contrary, we say that the poor are entitled to it. Let's skip down to the first wide line, third word on the line, Amar Rava, Rava resolved this seeming contradiction. Hocha bepara becheskes petura kaima. Let's consider the fact that the animal was in a status of absolved until you can prove that the status changed. Its owner was not Jewish, and therefore not obligated. Unless you can prove a status change, the last thing we knew, until proven otherwise, is that he's not Jewish and there's no obligation to give these gifts. Kama, however, the stalks, becheskes chiyuva kaima, they're owned by a Jew, and therefore the last we knew, there was an anticipation that a stray stalk was going to be obligated. If you want to prove that it's not obligated, then go do your research and try to prove that. But the standing assumption is that it's obligated and therefore it went to the poor. So Rava is making a distinction between its initial status and therefore what level of verification we would need to ascertain what status it has now. The working assumption is that until proven otherwise, it retained its former status. In the case of the animal, it's owned by a non-Jew in its previous status. In the case of the stalks, it's owned by a Jew. That's its status. Until you can prove that somehow this particular stalk is not included in that obligation to give it to the poor. The Gemara continues on the second wide line with a statement from Abaye, bringing in yet a third case. But this one is directly having to do with the convert. Amale Abaye, Abaye said, Vahare Isa, a doe that's being made in the ownership of this person who's converting. Nasis ad shelo niskayer, if the doe is done before he converts, potter, it's absolved. He doesn't have an obligation to take off what we call challah and give it to the Kohen. In our time, we take off challah, and because the Kohanim are not eligible in our time because of ritual impurity to have the challah, so we burn it. But it's a gift to the Kohanim in its origin. So he does not have this mitzvah, no obligation. The dough was needed before he was Jewish. So patur min hachalah. Mishen iskayer, but once he became Jewish, chayiv, he's going to be obligated in challah. We're good. That follows easily. But safek chayiv, if it's a doubt as to when the kneading took place, in comparison on a timeline to when he converted, he's going to be obligated in challah. And that seems to be a very straightforward contradiction to our Mishnah. Both are cases of conversion. The Mishnah dealt with the Matnas Kuhuna and said that if we're in doubt, he does not have to give. It's a financial matter. Hamotzi Michavera Olav Haraya, the Kohen would have to bring proof. And over here, this is also a gift to the Kohen. It's also a case of conversion. And over here, we're saying, Safek Chayiv, if in doubt of the timeline, you're obligated to give the challah. What's the difference? Amalei, the response is, Safek Isura Lechumra, Safek Mamona Lekula. If it's a case where there's intrinsic prohibition, and there's a kashrus issue, you're not allowed to eat this, perhaps, which is the case by challah. It's prohibited to be eaten by a non-Kohen. So then we have to be strict, because we're dealing with a problem of non-kosher food, if it's the wrong person going to eat it. Or you're not going to tithe something that needs to be tithed. But Safek Mamona Lekula, the gifts from the animal, Zero Lechayayim Vekeva, that's the topic of our chapter, is a financial gift, as we've mentioned. It's not intrinsically prohibited to be eaten. It's a financial gift. And when it comes to financial gifts, we invoke the financial ruling, which is bring proof, and then you can take it. So we have in the comparison of these three cases two significant considerations. By matnas kuhuna, by the gifts from the animal, it has a cheskas ptur, it's being owned by a non-obligated person. So that's a reason to be lenient, not to obligate the payment. And it's also mamona, it's a financial gift. The downside of not giving is going to bottom out at, I'm not obligated to give because you can't prove that you're entitled to it. But it's not an intrinsically prohibited thing. By the dough, which was also a case of ger, and also a case of doubt in the timeline, it has a cheskas ptur indeed. The person we're discussing is not obligated until proven otherwise. However, if it turns out that he was obligated, we're dealing with a suffix isura, an intrinsically prohibited thing, and therefore the ruling was to obligate him in giving the challah. The case that we also introduced was suffix leket, question about the grain, and over there it's becheskas isur, the owner is Jewish throughout, and therefore the working assumption is it's obligated until someone can prove otherwise. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.